It's been more than a year since the U.S. and China became entangled in a trade war. A small percentage of Wisconsin manufacturers export their products to China, but a much larger portion import Chinese components for their products or assemble their products in China and get them shipped here. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports on how U.S. taxes on Chinese imports are affecting Southeast Wisconsin businesses.
Nick Ginster is standing next to a sleek black bicycle wheel and plucking it with a spoke wrench.
I'm truing a bicycle wheel, which basically means making it straight again.
Ginster owns Fixation Bicycle Company with a shop in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. And the bike he's fixing? It was made in China, like many of the bikes his shop sells. That includes the shop's own Fixation brand bicycles, assembled in China and sold locally and around the country.
The tariffs have hit us quite significantly. So on a bicycle, prior to the tariff increase, you're paying 5.5% to 11% duty on any incoming product out of Asia. That would include Taiwan, China, Vietnam. Now, those same bicycles coming out of China have been hit with a 25% increase, and that's over the initial tariffs.
Ginster is talking about import tariffs put in place by the Trump administration. He says his company paid an extra 30.5% on their recent 2 full containers of bicycles. But Fixation won't be moving their assembly from China to the U.S. anytime soon.
It's cost prohibitive. Assuming we could actually find all the components and pieces to put our bike together in the United States, it would be quite a bit more expensive and kind of price us out of the market. The second part of it is most of the components and the Gowanda bicycle, they're not made here either.
Ginster says he'll be raising prices and slowing down hiring or expansion plans. And other companies are also being affected in sectors like manufacturing. Take, for example, Johnson Controls. It issued a statement acknowledging increased prices and, quote, strategic supply chain initiatives to grow its market position. The company says it is monitoring ongoing trade developments. Hamid Motadi is a UWM economics professor. He says the idea behind import tariffs is to protect companies that make their products in America.
The downside, of course, is that along with that comes a decline in the demand for those products because prices rise. So people can't quite afford to buy those products. So there's a sort of a trade-off between improved profitability for these manufacturing sectors that would otherwise have to compete with China and elsewhere. The downside is that they would face less consumer demand.
That's not even getting into increased supply chain costs to produce goods in the U.S.
So just like our farm sector has been going out of business due to retaliatory tariffs, and we know that Wisconsin is losing more farms than any other state in the country, our manufacturing sector could potentially also suffer. It hasn't suffered quite as much, but it could. But certainly, the headwinds are against it, in my view.
Motadi says tariffs are political and strategic decisions that can change quickly, which makes it hard for industry to make investment decisions. Chad Hoffman is Vice President of Global Trade and Investment at the Milwaukee 7, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Economic Development Corporation. He's heard about some of these struggles from manufacturing companies.
They've vocalized their difficulties with having to deal with the import duties that have been placed on the Chinese and other imports from out of the country.
Hoffman says the problem with import duties is not only the higher cost of inputs itself.
But then you're also in constant renegotiations with both your suppliers and your customers because you have to, worry about different pricing levels.
Hoffman also says he spoke with a manufacturer who said the tariffs are decaying trust, because some customers don't believe the increased prices are due to import taxes. He says more than half of manufacturers in Southeast Wisconsin are grappling with the effects of these import tariffs, and that's a conservative estimate. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.